Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. May his grace and peace be with you. May he fill our hearts with joy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. O come, let us worship. Alleluia. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age. Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. O come, let us worship. Alleluia. Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly, two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is awesome, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God is King over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that, with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glorify the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. In the firmament of his power, glorify the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. Glorify the Lord, you angels and all powers of the Lord. O heavens and all waters above the heavens, sun and moon and stars of the sky, glorify the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. Glorify the Lord, every shower of rain and fall of dew, all winds and fire and heat, winter and summer, glorify the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. Glorify the Lord, O chill and cold, drops of dew and flakes of snow, frost and cold, ice and sleet, glorify the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. Glorify the Lord, O nights and days, O shining light and enfolding dark, storm clouds and thunderbolts, glorify the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. Let us glorify the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. In the firmament of his power, glorify the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised, So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, blessing God. The Gospel of Christ. Thanks be to God.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, 40 days after Easter, we celebrate the Ascension, Jesus being taken up from our eyes and seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. What does that mean? Well, let's have a look at Scripture to try to get a sense of what the New Testament has to say about the issue. In John 20:17, Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene in the garden, and he says to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." He then appears to his disciples in Jerusalem. So in John, we have this clear idea that Jesus has something more to do after his physical resurrection. He needs to ascend to the Father. Why? Well, we looked to last week's readings in John 14:15 to get a sense of how John deals with this issue. "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you." So we have in this text Jesus looking forward to something happening that is of great significance. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will abide in the disciples in a new way. Jesus must ascend to the Father in order that the Holy Spirit be poured out upon the church, that the church will have the Spirit of Christ and new life in it. This whole theme is very prevalent in Eastern spirituality. In the Cappadocian Fathers, we have this idea of theosis, that Christ became human in order that humans may become divine, that the Holy Spirit raises us up and makes us new in Christ. In Luke, we have two accounts of the Ascension. First of all, in Luke 24:49, Jesus says to the disciples, "See, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you've been clothed with power from on high." He's speaking of Pentecost. So you have the same John and idea of the Holy Spirit being sent in the future, but it has to await something. We're 40 days after Easter. We have to wait 10 more days for Pentecost, for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. What takes place in between? The Ascension. So then we go on in Luke 24:50-53. "He then led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. They were continually in the temple blessing God." Again, we see these very important themes that runs throughout Luke and Acts, Jerusalem and the temple. And here we get this sense of worshiping, of recognizing that God is the full self-disclosure of God. He's carried up to heaven. We see this motif in the Old Testament with Elisha. He's carried up in a whirlwind, accompanied by these chariots of fire. It's a temporal and a spatial motif. We also find this in Acts chapter 1, 9 to 11. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. When he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus you have has been taken up into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." So you have two different themes theologically. One has to do with eschatology, the second coming of Christ, the establishment of the reign of God on earth. But in Luke 24:49, we have this other theme of wait here in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit descends on you. That's the theme that's picked up in John, and is also quite important in later theology. What about Paul? Does Paul know anything about the ascension? He doesn't really talk about it. In 2 Corinthians 12:2, he says, "I know a person in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows." Again, this is a spatial idea that is drawn on the cosmology of the day, the idea of three levels of heaven, the idea being that there's water under the earth is flat, sits in the water, there's a dome with water beyond it, holes get punched in it, water comes down, then beyond that there are the angels and God dwelling in a physical place up above, and one could physically go there. Well, of course, that type of cosmology is no longer believed. We live in a very different scientific universe, so we don't really use that kind of temporal type of understanding of the ascension. What I think is important is the theological side of it. And this is, I think, where Augustine comes in. Augustine preached a sermon on the ascension. And it's, I think, quite important because he draws on the theme from John and Luke, and he ties it into to Paul in his ecclesiology, the notion of the body of Christ. In a sermon on the ascension, Augustine says, "Today Jesus Christ our Lord went up to heaven, that our hearts go up with him." Then he quotes Colossians 3:1, "So you have been raised with Christ. Seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." Augustine goes on to say that Christ is now raised above the heaven, but he still experiences on earth whatever sufferings we, his members, feel. He then quotes from Matthew 25:35, "I was thirsty and you gave me drink." Christ suffers with us on earth through his body. And he emphasizes radical connection between Christ, the head, and the body of Christ, us believers on earth. He writes, "Christ, while in heaven, is also with us. He did not leave heaven when he came down to us from heaven, and he did not leave us when he ascended to heaven again. He said this because of the unity between us and himself, for he is our head and we are his body." And then he quotes Paul from 1 Corinthians 12:13, "Just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that body, though many, are one body, so it is also with Christ." And he goes on to say that Christ is descended, but the body in its unity is not separated by or from its head. So Augustine looked at the ascension not in terms of time and space, but in terms of how do you understand the relationship between Christ and his church. Christ has not left us, but is with us, as the body of Christ, suffering with us, empowering us, encouraging us, blowing the Holy Spirit through our lives to represent him as a healing presence in the world. We've been raised to new life. We are now seated with God in Christ. We are in Christ at the right hand of God in heaven, but also on earth. We have dual citizenship in heaven and on earth. And I think this theme that Augustine has picked out is very important and one I think can help us interpret and apply ascension to our lives. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that Christ is raised from the dead and ascended to the right hand of the Father. May we be raised to new life in Christ, encouraged and empowered by the power of the Holy Spirit. Send your Spirit upon us now and raise us to that new life and encourage us in our life in Christ. We ask this in his name. Amen.
Let us confess our faith as we say, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Through Christ, who ever lives to make intercession for us, let us pray to the Lord. Lift up our hearts to the heavenly places and inspire us to serve you as a royal priesthood. Hear us, Lord of glory. Let all peoples know your healing power and grant all on earth the blessing of peace. Hear us, Lord of glory. Send down upon us the gift of the Holy Spirit and renew your church with power from on high. Hear us, Lord of glory. May peace abound and righteousness flourish, that we may vanquish injustice and wrong. Hear us, Lord of glory. Help us to proclaim the good news of salvation and grant us the gifts of your grace. Hear us, Lord of glory. That God may reveal the light of his presence to the sick, the weak, the dying, and the bereaved, that they may be comforted and strengthened. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory. We commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. I invite you now to offer your own prayers and petitions to God. Hear us, Lord of glory. Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, ascended to the throne of heaven that he might rule over all things as Lord. Keep the church in the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of his peace, and bring the whole of creation to worship at his feet, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. May the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever, and the blessing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Is the throne.
Alleluia, go forth in the name of Christ. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.